You don't have to wait until the evening to listen to Night Tracks.
Snow is falling, my silver seeker.
With your smart speaker, you can listen to a relaxing selection of music at any time of day. Just say, ask BBC Sounds to play Night Tracks.
Back to this evening here on Radio 3. It's 9:30 and time for Music Planet with Lopa Qatari. Fabulous Liraz, Persian-Israeli artist who doesn't shirk from calling out injustice and inequality and uses her music to put her views across in ways that make you listen and dance. Harf is a single from her latest EP, Energy, that calls for an end to war and for peace in the Middle East. Well, welcome to Music Planet. It's lovely to have you with me tonight. We've lots of great stories of resistance, of love and of hope for you on the programme tonight. Joining me down the line from the USA, the Staples Junior Singers, a family of four generations of musicians. They'll be sharing their legacy and history and love of gospel with me. Also, my fellow broadcaster and oracle of world music, Max Reinhardt, is going to be talking about a great friend of his, our classic artist this week, the legendary pianist Maurice El Medioni, who passed away in March this year. Well, we've got lots to get through, so let's get back to the music. Next up is a good friend of Music Planet, Turkish singer Olcay Bayır, who's been called one of the finest and most intriguing voices in the British world music scene. And keeping the language, the customs and the culture of the Anatolian people alive has been one of her main driving forces. On Tuguli, released yesterday on Arc Music, she pays tribute to the strong women in her life and those of her Anatolian heritage. This is Edile, an up-tempo wedding song.
Сделай мне подарок, дорогой, шелковую плеть на правой на руке. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли. Шелковую плеть на правой на руке. Хочешь, хочешь меня молоду побить? Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли. Хочешь, хочешь меня молоду побить? Я не знаю, я не ведаю зачем. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля. Только знаю свою первую беду. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, 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 ля, ли. Только знаю свою первую беду. У соседа на беседе пробыла. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, 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 ля, ли. У соседа на беседе пробыла. Холостому стакан вина подала. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, 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 ля, ли. Холостому стакан вина подала. Прижимал, при люди меня сестрою называл. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, али, ли, ля, ли. При люди меня сестрою называл, а после еще душенькою. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, али, ли, ля, ли. Уж ты душенька, Катюшенька моя, понравилась походочка твоя. Ой, ли, ой, ля, ли, ой, ля, ли, ля, ли, ля, ли, али, ли, ля, ли. Понравилась походочка.
Otava Yo, renegade Russian punk folk group with their floppy-eared hats, string vests and music to shake up the status quo. Well, on Loud and Clear, another recent release from Arc Music, Alexei Belkin and his band have dialed down the raucous and added something a little sweeter into the mix to remind people of universal human values. And that song was He's Coming, My Sweetheart. Well, sometimes even music can fail to carry hope, but it can help to heal and to come to terms with personal suffering and loss. One community that has faced more than its fair share of hardship is the Rohingya Muslims of Myanmar, who many experts have said are one of the most persecuted populations in the world, and the Myanmar military aggressions against them have been officially declared a genocide. Grammy Award-winning producer Ian Brennan, who's brought many of the voices of the lost and the persecuted to our ears over the years, went to the Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh to record their stories. He didn't know what to expect, but time after time, they sang about the impact of the genocide and of love. This is one of those songs, and it's called We Are Stuck Here in the Camps.
Arayar kandeshar musulman ashi basai bolai jan foran 100% bala bhai unisyare gore rehan ara arkandeshar musulman ashi basai bolai jan foran arkandeshar musulman ashi basai bolai jan foran 100% bala bhai unisyare gore rehan 100% bala bhai unisyare gore rehan Guzari gel goy Terfalar başada handir Bafi boy boy Bora bora yelam darar Guzari gel goy Terfalar başada handir Bafi boy boy Ulle yaro bafani Arkanor o furani Ulle yaro bafani Arkanor o bafani 100% bala vaye ni sare gore raham 100% bala vaye kem von maze gore raham Muda muda diye yabara shatal gori Yunisare hode yaro ki ar zuruli Muda muda diye yabara shatal gori Yunisare hode yabar ki ar zuruli Tibol diye latin diye dil gusarhana Yunisiyar hoyle ranga hojar dewana Tibol diye latin diye dil gusalhana Yunisiyar hoyle yabar ranga dewana Arkandeshar musulman ashi basai bolai jan foran Arkandeshar musulman ashi basai bolai jan foran 100% bala bhai Yunisare gore raham 100% bala bhai Yunisare gore raham Mashe mashe de de abar hai de hoy hoy Yunisiyar hoyle begun foloi jar goy Mashe mashe de de are hai de boli hoy Yunisiyar hoyle abar foloi jar goy Arkandeshar musulman ashi basai balai jan foran Arkandeshar musulman ashi basai balai jan foran 100% bala bhai Yunisare gore raham 100% bala bhai Yunisare gore raham 100% bala bhai Yunisare gore raham
Just one of nine songs recorded by Ian Brennan in the Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh. The album is called Once I Had a Home and was released on digital platforms last month. And if you want to learn more about Ian Brennan's ongoing quest to provide musical platforms for underrepresented nations and populations around the world, his book, Missing Music, Voices from Where the Dirt Roads End, is out now. This is Music Planet on BBC Radio 3 with me, Lopa Katari. Now, on the 3rd of August, you can catch the 13-piece Chilean band Nguyen Afrobeat at Boomtown Fair in Hampshire, and on the 9th of August at London's Hootenanny. The group features cumbia singer Lido Pimienta, Fela Kuti's former band leader Dele Sosimi, and Brazilian musician and politician Chico César. The band has been around for about 15 years, and Grietas is their latest album out now on Lycan's Family. Grietas means crack, and it's a direct reference to climate change and its impact on the earth. This is the title track.
glaciares. Óyelo, hay grietas continentales.
Óyelo,
y se eleva el nivel de los mares.
Óyelo,
hay incendios forestales. Por lo que,
óyelo, óyelo,
de la Amazonía al Pantanal.
Óyelo,
se ha secado todo.
Óyelo,
el corredor se fue a Guatemala.
Óyelo,
lucha con los codos. El sol va pegando fuerte, territorio a la suerte. El tiempo se va, sostiene la vida o la muerte.
El sol va pegando fuerte, territorio a la suerte.
El tiempo se agota, sostiene la vida o la muerte.
Nguyen Afrobeat, the Chilean group that has become one of the leading lights of Afrobeat born outside of Nigeria. Well, next up on Music Planet tonight, I'm joined down the line from Aberdeen in Mississippi, America, by the Staples Junior Singers, a family of musicians that span four generations. Now in their 60s, I first met this former teenage gospel trio at WOMAD last year. In all their years of singing, 50 plus years, they had only recorded one album. Well, they've just recorded their second, and it's called Searching, and they're here to talk about it. But before we hear from them, I'm going to play you one of the tracks on that first album called When Do We Get Paid? And this track is Get On Board.
You know the right.
Well, joining me down the line from across the pond are the Staples Junior singers. They are Annie, RC, and Edward Brown, but they named themselves in tribute to their heroes, the Staple Singers. Guys, it's great to be talking to you again since last summer at WOMAD 2023. How are you all?
We're good.
It looks like WOMAD lit a bit of a fire in your belly to record another album, because I remember we were talking about why you'd only ever come out with one album in 50 years.
Yeah, it's, well, like I say, we recorded that record back in 75. When do we get paid for the work we done? We sung for about 14 or 15 years after Staple Junior. Then we went to the Sensation of Brown Singer, where we cut that album with the Staple Junior. But the Brown Singer been cutting every year just about. We got a lot of stuff ourselves, we do. How we first got started, well, when I was real young, my daddy bought us a guitar, for everybody to start trying to play on it. So I decided we wanted to sing. And people would say, y'all sound like the, more like the Staples singing. I said, well, let's call ourselves the Little Staple Tune. And so when everybody saw, that's where we got the name Staple Junior, and we got it and run with it.
Well, take me back to those early days growing up in Mississippi. I mean, the South was desegregated, but it wasn't easy, was it? And the songs that you wrote about, they really were kind of like a musical journal, a diary. It's about what your lives were like, right?
Right, it was. I never will forget, I tell the story. About the time we went down in Alabama to sing, we had a program down. We down there in Alabama, we just young, teenager. So we decided we wanted to go get us a bite to eat. So we went to the little restaurant down there, and there was a little small grocery store. We went in the restaurant to sit down to eat. We sat there, we waited, and we waited. Finally, there was a young lady that worked there. She came and told us that the manager told us, tell y'all, y'all got to go. We're not going to feed you.
Wow.
So we got up and left, me and my brothers did. We went on up to the small grocery store and they bought us some cold cut. And so the Lord made that food that we had at that grocery store, them cold cut, they, to me back then, just the good that was in that restaurant.
Well, it's a blessing that the world has changed so much since then. And it's great that you've been back in the studio as the Staples Junior singers. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the album Searching that you're going to be touring with later on this summer. You recorded it in your local community church. I hear, was that in one of the back rooms of the church?
Yeah, we did, but they had the professional setup from Nashville there, though.
And who was on the record with you? Because I believe quite a few other family members joined you on
okay. it. Okay, RC son on the bass guitar and his grandson Jalen Brown on the drum, my son Troy Brown lead out. And so we did it down in West Point.
Well, I'm going to play one of the tracks from the album now called Lost in a World of Sin. Is this one of the songs that you guys wrote all those decades ago, or is it a new song?
When I do my song, I do it in the way I feel, my word. You know, many people's cut a song, but they're not the same word. So that's why I always do it. If I'm going to do something, I do it in my way.
Well, let's hear it. Lost in a World of Sin.
You know what I done? I had to go down on my knees. And I called on the Lord. And these are the words I did. You know I kept on
searching.
Lord, I kept on
searching.
You see, something got a hold to me, and I couldn't hold my peace. Lord, I knew it was something on the inside of me, working on the outside, and I know it was nothing but Jesus. I just had to keep on, keep on
searching.
Somebody cried one Monday.
Oh,
Monday's all right, y'all. Somebody said it wasn't Tuesday.
Searching.
Yeah, but Tuesday's all right, too.
Somebody said Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. But it was late one Thursday night when I found the Lord. You know I found him? I found the Lord. Yes, I did. Late one Thursday night. Something got a hold to me, and it wouldn't turn me loose. You know when you get something good on the inside, you can't keep it on the inside. You got to run and tell somebody else. And somebody out there, if you feel the way I feel, yeah. Lord, if I were you, if I were you still walking around and singing, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I keep on searching. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Till I found him. God is good tonight. He's so good. So good to me. I can tell the world. I love him. I love him. I can't give him up. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Oh, oh, found him. Mm-hmm. Found you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was Lost in a World of Sin, one of the tracks on the new album called Searching from the Staples Junior Singers. This album, the title is Searching. What are you searching for?
I was searching for the Lord. See, I was told, you know, we're going to die one day. There's something you're going to have to do. See, you're going to need the Lord on your side for to do that. So that's when I start searching.
Yeah.
I search and I search until I found him. I've been praising him ever since.
So, Edward, could you say that most of the songs that you guys do are spirituals of some sort?
All of my songs are spiritual. I don't know what they probably take my music to be, but I'm all gospel.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to play another track from the album. Edward, Annie, RC, it's been so wonderful to have you on the program again, and many congratulations on the album. As I said, Searching is out in June on Luaka Bop, and the Staples Junior Singers go on tour in June to launch the album. They've got two dates in the UK. Manchester's Band on the Wall on the 30th of June and 229 in London on the 2nd of July. And then they head off to Denmark, Holland, Spain and much, much more. My goodness, guys, what an adventure you've got lined up for yourselves. I can't tell you how delighted I am that you've got another album under the name of the Staples Junior Singers. So here's another song from the album Searching, and it's called I've Got a Feeling.
Give me a bit straight, Lord. Now I feel all right. I got a feeling, a good old feeling. I got a feeling, a good old feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Yeah, I got a feeling, a good old feeling. Everything's gonna be all
Listen.
Right. Listen, one of the mornings won't be very long.
I've Got a Feeling from the Staples Junior Singers and their new album Searching, which is due for release on the 14th of June on Luaka Bop. And as I said, they're going to be in the UK for two dates to launch that album. Well, I've got one more song for you before Max Reinhardt joins me to talk about our classic artist this week, Morris El Medioni. And it's from Sara Halgan, whose album Hido Dhawar has gone straight into the top 10 of the World Music Europe charts. Halgan is from Somaliland. She's a singer, a freedom fighter and a cultural activist. And Hido Dhawar is the music club that she started 10 years ago. It means promote culture. And that is exactly what the club, Halgan and her latest album does. This is Laga, a song that celebrates traditional Somali music and the world we live in today. You are gonna love it.
I'm cool, I'm a good.
fabulous Sarah Halgan and Laga from her album Hido Dawar. Time now for our classic artist. And this week we pay tribute to Morris El Medioni, who passed away 2 months ago at the age of 95. And I'm going to play a couple of tunes of his. One person who knew him well was Max Reinhardt. Max, it's lovely to have you on the programme.
It's lovely to be here, Lopo.
Max, he was a good friend of yours. Tell me a little bit about Maurice. I mean, he was an Algerian who took refuge in France. Is that right? Grew up.
Yeah, he was Algerian Jewish. Yeah. I think it's really important to say that the communities in Algeria in the 20s and 30s, he was born in 28, were not divided. I mean, Maurice always played with Arabic musicians. And in fact, when he left Algeria during the Civil War, the first stop he made was Israel because he thought, well, you know, I'm Jewish, let's see what happens. And what happened was there were no Arabic people to play with. So he moved back to France, yeah, where there was a big population of Arabic musicians.
Am I right in thinking that Maurice couldn't read music?
Not a note. When he was eight, his brother thought, I can see this cheap piano being sold in the market, I'll bring it home for Maurice. And Maurice, who listened to the radio a lot, loved Charles Trenet above all, learnt to play all this stuff, mostly chanson, from Radio France at the time. Then there was the Second World War. Then the Americans came. He was about 15, very streetwise, knew a good thing when he saw it. There were African-Americans, there were Latino-Americans. He learnt boogie-woogie with his left hand. He learnt Latin rhythms. But his right hand was playing Andalusian, North African melodies. Yeah. And so after the Second World War, he became known as this guy who could do both. I mean, he was someone who was wanted in the bands.
Well, you've chosen the two tracks from Maurice that we're going to play today. Tell me about this first one from the album, Maurice El Medioni, Piano Oriental.
That's right. That's his word. It's not a record company, you know, thing that they dished up. So, early 80s, Maurice, who had been in menswear and tailoring because his mother always said to him, you know, you've got to have a trade, it's already well...
Got to have something to fall back on.
Yeah, yeah. And like, at this time, like he was touring all over North Africa with bands, and she said, no, you've got to be able to earn a living. But anyway, he and his brother did have, a tailoring and then a menswear thing. And so there he is in Marseille. His mother's just died. His business is really not happening. But he's got a piano, and he begins to record himself on a cassette. And he hears that there's this guy called Francis Falsetto who's very interested in all sorts of music from all over the place. So he gets a cassette. So what you're getting here is very solo. I mean, there's some percussion. Yeah. But you are getting a kind of purity of Maurice, who is a very impure player because he's got all these influences. But it's just, I mean, when I first heard Maurice, I thought, wow, this is a revelation. This is the sound of the Middle East without any war, without any tension. Why can't life be like that?
Thank you.
Uyn Rak from the album called Maurice El Medioni, Piano Oriental. Max, Maurice El Medioni was well known on the French cabaret circuit, but international fame came pretty late on.
Yeah, well, Maurice was pretty much always a sideman. Back in the day, with whoever he was touring with, he would be the man, the piano man, but there'd be somebody else. All kinds of amazing people, Lynn Monte, I mean, Lily Labassi, you name them, but they'd be at the front.
It sounds as though Maurice was just not either concerned with or not good at promoting himself.
Well, I suppose, I think you're right, but I think that his whole vibe in the late 40s, early 50s and into the Algerian Civil War was that he was really popular. People loved having him around.
But he was in a much smaller music universe,
that's
wasn't
true,
it?
I agree. But yeah. I think in that music universe, people heard about him and loved him.
Yeah.
And that's what happened again on a bigger scale, so that when people started to hear Café Oran, like me, you know, it dropped through the letterbox one day, and I thought, absolutely, what is this? I must hear more. And I think that I began to talk to music producers and saying, look, you've got to get this guy over. He's got to be seen at the Barbican.
I'm going to play us out on the programme tonight with the second piece that you've chosen for us, Max. And it's from the album that he did with Roberto Rodriguez in 2006. This is the one that he recorded for Piranha, isn't it? And won him the second one that won him international acclaim.
Well, Piranha thought, what can we do with Maurice now? And they watched his left hand and they thought, Latin music. And they knew Roberto Rodriguez, who had worked with other disparate artists, nothing to do with Latin music. And it was him who said, Maurice actually embodies a whole spirit of music, even if he can't read a single note. And so that's why it sounds as magic as it does.
Well, Max, thank you for sharing some of your memories of this wonderful man with us, the late, great Maurice El Medioni. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'll be back next week on Music Planet with a road trip to Goa. So till then, here's Maurice El Medioni with Cuban percussionist Roberto Rodriguez and Oran Oran from his award-winning album Descarga Oriental, the New York Sessions. I'll see you next week.
C'est mon enfance, c'était pas Biarritz, il y avait rue d'Austerlitz, la rue de Wagram et la place d'Armes. Je n'avais jamais pris de vacances, je ne connaissais même pas la France, sauf sur une carte, c'était pas de la tarte. Des flous, pas des carmos. Thank you. la maison du colon. Les marchands s'installaient tout le long pour vendre leur nougat, tourne de Girona. Et la Wally Moncal était bonne. Salsa, zéro, pas mieux qu'à Cuba. Qui ne se souviennent de Canastel, de la Bassie et de sa clientèle. Blond, blond et boniche, Lynn Monti à l'affiche. El Maghribi, Rinat Yahbabi.
By Maurice El Medioni, rounding off tonight's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Martin Webb. Next week, Lopa presents a road trip to Goa.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
The place where we celebrate live music and the musicians who perform it.
What he thought would be a small chamber music workshop turned into a full orchestra.
I've been given carte blanche to dig into the different ways gardens and music influence each other.
Music is about people, it's about people coming together.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. The perfect soundscape for whatever you're doing. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, and on BBC Sounds.
On FM, on digital and on your smart speaker, this is BBC Radio 3. Time for our regular Saturday night deep dive into the world of new music. Here's Tom Service.
On the new music show tonight, exclusive Radio 3 recordings of music by composers from Iceland to Germany to the UK, casting our net from Glasgow to Canterbury and bringing to the sonic surface music by Jack Sheen and Eden Lonsdale, by Vidarasika and Owen Pritchard, whose 40-minute performance, The Institutions of the Flesh, is the centrepiece of our show tonight. Music for Owen's voice, piano, cello and electronics. There's a gigantic song cycle whose intimacy is a route to a very special kind of transcendence. All things are connected. But we're starting with another piece of gentle but cosmic power and intensity. It's John Luther Adams' sixth string quartet called Waves and Particles, a new release from the Jack Quartet, who were John Luther Adams' creative muse. From the moment I first heard the Jack Quartet play, he says, I realised that here was a new generation of musicians who could and would play anything that I might imagine. This is the Spectral Waves movement that comes second in the sequence. Music is audible physics, John Luther Adams says.